This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats are pushing forward with the impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump after three legal scholars testified there were grounds for impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
When President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals, it was an abuse of power. So says University of North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhart.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable.
Stanford University's Pamela Carlin.
Drawing a foreign government into our elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Carlin later apologized to the Trump family for invoking the name of Barron Trump when making a reference to nobility. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley says Democrats have not presented sufficient evidence.
If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick.
With Democrats looking for a House vote around Christmas time, Vice President Mike Pence huddled with House Republicans, earlier saying,
Democrats should be ashamed.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A nationwide strike has severely disrupted schools and public transport across France today. Workers are angry at being forced to retire later or face reduced pensions. This Chinese student says it's been very frustrating.
First of all, I tried to take the train, but they told me it was canceled. And there were no information, no words in the outside. I came in and I just see that it was closed.
This tourist from New York says his vacation is off to a bad start.
I feel a little bit frustrated, and I spent a lot of money. I spent money that I didn't need to, apparently.
Many are wondering how long the strike will last. France's transport minister says she expects the travel troubles to be just as bad on Friday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghans are planning a candlelight vigil for a slain Japanese doctor. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Afghans across the country are shocked at the killing of Japanese physician Tetsu Nakamura, with hundreds of social media posts expressing sorrow and outrage over the attack. Nakamura was gunned down with five Afghans in a roadside shooting in eastern Nangarhar province. Now, a candlelight vigil is planned in Kabul for later on Thursday. The Taliban issued a statement soon after the shooting denying responsibility, and investigators are still looking for those behind the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An active-duty U.S. sailor whose submarine was docked at Pearl Harbor opened fire on three civilian employees Wednesday before taking his own life.
I can confirm that there were three shooting victims. We have confirmed that two are deceased. One is in stable condition in a local hospital.
Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says victims are civilian Defense Department workers. This attack occurred just days before dignitaries and veterans descend on the base for the 78th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. China's Huawei has mounted a legal challenge against the U.S. Federal Communications Commission after the body designated the technology giant as a security threat. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Huawei has fired back at the FCC for cutting off its sales in the U.S. On Thursday, the tech giant said it's suing the U.S. telecoms regulator. Last month, the FCC branded Huawei and another Chinese tech company, ZTE, as national security threats. It also voted to block them both from a subsidy program that rural U.S. carriers depend on to buy Huawei's gear. The company's chief legal officer said the FCC had not provided enough evidence to say Huawei is a threat. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said the rule was not a political issue. The commission argued Huawei's risk lies in the company's ties to Beijing and Chinese laws requiring companies like it to assist in intelligence activities.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks. The measles epidemic in Samoa has prompted the prime minister to declare a two-day holiday in a bid to keep people indoors. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Samoa is grappling with a deadly outbreak of measles. The highly contagious disease has killed more than 60 since October, many of them babies or children under the age of four. Now the government has imposed a shutdown and asked people to put up red flags to signal for help. Medical teams are going door to door in a desperate attempt to provide vaccines to families. The prime minister ordered a holiday to keep people indoors and contain the outbreak. More than 4,000 have been infected in a population of just 200,000.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.